Greetings, and welcome to Lecture 9. Box A, Chapter 9 Goals. Today, we will study two important C++ topics called inheritance and polymorphism, which, incidentally, are also fundamental features for any object-oriented programming language. Through these two mechanisms, we can model higher-level object relationships in code, such as abstraction. Moreover, these mechanisms provide opportunities for code reuse and better program organization. The benefits of code reuse are obvious: increased productivity and easier maintenance. Part of code reuse is using functions and classes, but generalizing and abstracting code is also equally important for code reuse. Box B, Inheritance Introduction. In programming, we generalize things for basically the same reason the mathematician does. The mathematician generalizes mathematical objects so that he does not solve the same problem more than once in different forms. By solving a problem with the most general form, the solution applies to all of the specific forms as well. Similarly, in C++, via the inheritance mechanism, we can define a generalized class and give all the data properties and functionality of that generalized class to more specific classes. In this way, we only have to write the general, shared code once, and we can reuse it with several specific classes. So, whereas the mathematician saves work by applying a general solution to a variety of specific problems, the programmer saves work by applying general class code to a variety of specific classes. Box C, Polymorphism Introduction. In addition to basic generalization, we'd like to work with a set of specific class objects at a general level. For example, suppose we are writing an art program and we need various specific class shapes, such as lines, rectangles, circles, curves, and so on. Since these are all shapes, we would likely use inheritance and give them general shape properties and functions from a general class shape. So what we would like to do is lump all the line objects, rectangle objects, circle objects, and curve objects into one shape list, the reason being that it allows us to work with all shapes at a higher level. For instance, we can iterate over all the shapes and have them draw themselves without regard to the specific shape. But the problem is that each shape draws itself differently, so how can we generalize the specific shape types up to the general shape and still expect it to know how to draw itself correctly? Well, it turns out that it is indeed possible to generalize the specific shape objects up to shape and for them to still know how to draw themselves correctly in this general form. And doing so is the second theme of this lesson, namely, polymorphism. Box D, Inheritance Syntax. The syntax for inheritance is very simple. Obviously, two classes are involved as one class must inherit from the other. Suppose a class D inherits from a class B. We use the following terminologies. The class D is called a derived class, or a child's class, or a subclass. Alternatively, the class B is called a base class, or a parent class, or a superclass. So in our example shown in the box, the class child inherits from the class parent. The syntax that specifies the inheritance is the colon followed by the public keyword, followed by the class to inherit from. The public keyword is used to denote public inheritance. You will see later that we can do something called private inheritance, which behaves differently. You may also notice a new keyword in the parent class, specifically the protected keyword. We will talk about that on the next slide.